Welcome to this Investec Specialist Bank podcast. The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.
After an eventful week where we saw Jacob Zuma resign as president of South Africa and Cyril Ramaphosa sworn in to replace him, South Africans finally sat down to watch the State of the Nation address on Friday night. The annual speech kicks off the parliamentary year and focuses on the current political and economic situation. The country has experienced deteriorating economic conditions since 2014, and with the swearing-in of Ramaphosa comes some renewed optimism about the future. I'm Karabo Sekgoto. Thank you for tuning into this podcast brought to you by Investec Specialist Bank. After SONA, I caught up with Investec's chief economist, Annabel Bishop, to unpack the new president's speech and discuss key economic points that can provide some insights into what 2018 may look like for us under this new administration. Thank you for your time, Annabel. Let's first deal with the events of the beginning of last week. How did the political uncertainty caused by the ANC leadership transition affect the markets?
South Africa saw a lot of enthusiasm at the start of the year when Cyril Ramaphosa won the ANC elective conference, and indeed about 2 rand came out that was risk premium in the currency. So that's quite important because it could actually signify somewhat low volatility going forwards. Indeed, of course, since the ANC elective conference and now we've had quite a lot of events, one of which has been the resignation of President Zuma. And of course, leading up to that resignation, you know, concern in the markets about when he's going to go. Is this going to be a very difficult situation? It caused a bit of political uncertainty to rise, and of course it did have some currency weakness, but nothing to the levels pre the ANC elective conference. Since then we've had the SONA, we've had Cyril Ramaphosa appointed president of South Africa, and of course with his investiture the rand's gone through 1160 to the US dollar, and now the SONA as well. Keeping this momentum going forwards will obviously depend very substantially on the comments that were made in the SONA, the issues addressed, and whether there actually will be activated now, and whether we actually will see resolution to a huge amount of areas that have worried investors in the past. We need to strengthen our institutions, and of course, it's this repair that the markets will now be waiting for.
What was the reaction to Jacob Zuma's SABC interview and later his resignation last Wednesday?
Look, I think that period is the period where we've seen quite a bit of currency weakness this year. The year has been very short. It's only about a month and a half. But certainly there was volatility, and I think there was worries that is this going to be a really prolonged, protracted period, or indeed will he have an elegant exit like Thabo Mbeki had? And of course, it obviously proved to be the latter, thank goodness. And now we've seen the markets calm down again. But I think there was significant concern, you know, and the rand could easily have moved back to 12.35. It was on its way. It moved it to about 12.20. And of course, once we get to those levels, and there's a risk we can move back, you know, towards the previous significant currency weakness. But of course, that didn't happen. And, you know, that's the good news for South Africa. So really keeping this good news going forwards will keep this momentum going.
Last year during his ANC leadership campaign, President Ramaphosa said that South Africa must act now boldly, decisively and collectively to change the course of our economy. Did we see evidence of these sentiments in his speech on Friday?
I think so. I think I found the SONA very similar to his 10-point plan, which we heard about in December. And certainly it highlights a lot of the areas. The SONA gives us a bit more detail. I think what's really differentiated this SONA from previous years is that it had more of a can-do attitude. So, you know, South Africa's had a decade almost of substantial plans and policies and strategies and frameworks and all sorts of sometimes quite valuable documents identifying problems and what we need to address them. But of course, nothing's really been done to the point that's resolved these major issues and managed to allow the economy to turn around and have strong growth. You know, we mustn't forget that we've been in a declining growth period. We've gone from an economic growth rate of close to 3%, which was around about 2010, and all the way down to 0% essentially in 2016. Sure, we've had a little bit of increase in economic growth last year when we obviously had the drought-led recovery and, of course, the impact of the mining sector, but that wasn't a fundamental change that's going to put us on a strong growth path going forwards. Now, obviously, with these points that he's itemized, if he's successful in them, if he manages to address the impasse in the mining sector, if we manage to see a successful investment summit, job summit, all of these details that he's given, that will certainly make a huge difference, as obviously will government holding up its part in the growth compact to address governance and obviously the problems in the SOEs, as well as many of the other institutions such as SARS. So this is what everyone's now looking forward to see. Will Sewell actually address these big issues, and will we actually then get a stronger institutional framework for South Africa, which can allow us to have substantially faster economic growth?
The Minister of Finance is busy preparing for the budget speech, no doubt. What are some of the big ticket items that the President identified in his SONA that the Minister will have to accommodate in his budget?
Well, you know, I actually found it quite interesting. He talked about looking at the public service and the fact that they employ a million people, but really looking at how to streamline this public service, how to make it more efficient and effective, and of course, creating a capable state, which is obviously the public service. So I think that for me is very interesting, because if you have a look at the budget, some of the biggest expenditure items, clearly one of them is the remuneration of civil servants, their salaries and wages. And, you know, the problem that we've seen under the Jacob Zuma presidency is that we've seen an enormous increase in the number of people employed in the civil service. And under the Ramaphosa presidency now, there's good indications he could actually reduce the number of departments, combine the number of departments, and streamline and ratify the number of individuals employed in the civil service. Because the bottom line is, for our government finances, we need to have substantially faster tax revenues led by economic growth, but we also need to have a significant slowdown in this expenditure, because there's been a substantial widening in the jaws, and of course that's created this deficit. So we need to see expenditure reduced, not the growth rate, but the actual level reduced, and of course we need to see debt levels come off as well. That will ensure we don't get a credit rating downgrade, and that would again be positive for the currency and the country.
Having listened to the SONA, what are your sentiments about South Africa's economic outlook in 2018?
We're a little bit more positive about South Africa's economic outlook. So we at the moment now are looking to revise our forecasts up somewhat, but we won't publish anything or do that until we get the budget. So the budget's going to give us significant insight on what tax increases there will be. Tax increases reduce economic growth. They quell it and it causes a slower outcome. So while we have revised up our economic growth outlook, both for this year and for basically the five-year period after 2023, we could even get to 4% out there. It will depend very much on how the tax and the budget communication shows us what's going to happen to economic growth. Is it going to strangle economic growth? You know, the consumer sector is quite vulnerable in South Africa. We've got a lot of enthusiasm, but nothing's been translated into fact, really, in South Africa. So consumers are still battling from years of weak, insufficient economic growth, high employment levels, and of course, very, very low confidence levels. But certainly also looking at, you know, debt, that's a significant issue. So ladling substantial tax increases on top of that, whether they're indirect or direct taxes, will obviously have a growth negative impact on the economy. So the rating agencies and, of course, the economy itself, the business sector, we're all going to be watching very closely to see how much will it detract from economic growth. If the budget is too austere and the tax increases are too extreme and it looks like the economy is going to stall or fall into recession, of course, that's very credit negative and it could, you know, signal that the agencies may well downgrade us. You know, there's a big focus on fiscal consolidation for rating agencies, but they equally signal as well that South Africa's economic growth is exceptionally weak and our income per capita, GDP per capita, is too weak as well. And those are key areas that...
Thank you so much for your insights, Annabelle.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to this podcast brought to you by Investec Specialist Bank. For more commentary on SONA and the upcoming budget speech, visit our dedicated page on investec.com/budget2018.